Thanks for tuning in to our podcast, Leaders, Followers, and everything in between. We love having you here. It is our mission to bring you all of the latest and greatest tips and skills and know-how and how to make your personal life and business life the very best it can be. We know that you have it in you. We believe in you. We just want to show you how. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome my special guest. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a very special one today. If y'all trying to make some money on the internet, this guy is the guy for you. Now, I got my new friend, Michael, here, or we're going to call him Mike today. And he's going to be talking to y'all about making that money, or making that, as what the kids say, that feta or that cheese. Or as they say in California, that Skrilla. But he's going to be talking to you about making income, you know, because your income might just determine your outcome, you know? So, Mike, why don't you give a little intro about yourself really quick?
Okay, so my name is Mike Remnants. I go by kind of higher ground nomad on social media, and I've kind of grown on TikTok. So a little bit about me. I'm actually a full-time teacher, and like I've been doing all these like side hustles to supplement my teaching salary. And yeah, I've had a lot of success with affiliate marketing. If you guys don't know what that is, that's promoting and selling other people's products. And then I ended up growing a big following on TikTok, and now I've kind of made my own program to help other people launch a course in something that they're passionate about, something that they love to do. So that's just like a quick Cole's Notes that's version
awesome.
About me.
That's awesome. Now, flesh that out a little bit. What exactly is affiliate marketing? And we just talked about you were doing some affiliate marketing recently, but what exactly is it? Like, how do you begin something like that for someone that doesn't know anything about it?
Okay, so what affiliate marketing is basically you're acting almost like as a salesperson for other companies. And like every major company has affiliate programs, but most people just don't know about it right now. So you're basically promoting other people's products, and the company pays you a commission for promoting that product. And what you're trying to do is you're trying to find products that you can align yourself with, that align with who you are as an individual. And then you just promote it. Like, and how you promote it is through social media. And that's one free way. I mean, you could run ads. If you got more money than time, you can easily run ads to your affiliate offers and make money that way as well. So there's a couple different ways you can do it. I suggest anyone that's interested in that business model is actually start building an audience first. So start building an audience using social media, and then find products that can align, that you believe in, and that you've actually purchased yourself. I'm a big believer in actually purchasing the product that you're promoting. And one of the programs that I was promoting and had a lot of success was the Tony Robbins, Dean Graziosi program. It's called the KBB. It's when they launched, it's an online digital product. Okay. So I'm a big believer in digital products, and because there's such high margins on digital products, they sell their program for 2.5K. So if you want to purchase their product, it's 2.5K, but they paid their affiliates $900 per sale. And I had over 54 sales on that, and I did that in 2 weeks. So, wow. I mean, yeah, it's a lot of money. I mean, it's life-changing money probably for a lot of people.
Wow. What did you promote it at? What platforms did you promote yours at?
What I'm doing now is you can promote on TikTok if you want. You can promote on YouTube. You can promote on a blog. Like, I got a friend of mine, he's doing $20,000 a month just on a blog with affiliate marketing. Wow. So what you have to do if you're just starting and you've never done affiliate marketing, you have to pick a traffic source first. Okay. So, and you have to pick something that aligns with who you are. So, you know, me, I'm comfortable on camera, so I like video. But you know, if you're not comfortable on camera, well, maybe then you could do like a podcast, like what you're doing here.
Yeah.
Johnny Lee Dumas, he's a big affiliate marketer. He was one of the top affiliates for Tony Robbins' program. And like I said, you could do a blog. There's so many different ways. The number one thing that people struggle with is the traffic source, right? So you actually, what I mean traffic is you have to get people clicking on your link to make that purchase. So that's what traffic is getting people to the offer, right?
And you use primarily TikTok or you use Facebook?
I use TikTok, but I also have a YouTube, small YouTube channel. I haven't created a ton of content on there, but I still got leads through YouTube coming in. I got tons of leads coming in through TikTok now. Like I'm gaining.
Go ahead. I'm glad you brought that up about leads. How do you promote, like, let's say, an affiliate content without coming across as like spammy or salesy? Because I know a lot of people are actually sensitive to that. How do you actually prevent that?
Well, that's what I was saying is earlier, what I was trying to allude to is you actually have to pull out your wallet, purchase the product, and you got to believe in that product with 100% certainty. You know, and the way I approach affiliate marketing, it's like, well, would you recommend this product to your mom, your brother, your aunt, your uncle? If the answer is no, then you shouldn't be promoting that product. And this is why I'm saying, like, you got to find products that you can align yourself with and you believe in the bottom of your heart that this product is going to change people's lives. That's how you do it successfully. And if you want to, like, what a lot of the top affiliate marketers in the whole world do is they offer like little bonuses, you know? So if you purchase, you know, through my link, for example, like maybe I'll give you a one-on-one coaching session to help you get started, or, you know, I'll coach you through the program a little bit. And that's how you become a successful affiliate.
Oh, wow. Okay. So just kind of doubling back to what you said is that pick products that you believe in. Now, how does that prevent you from becoming or coming across spammy?
Well, because I'm not really spamming my links anywhere. I'm just saying, like, hey, this is a product that I purchased. This is what it's done for me. This is how it's helped me. If you guys are interested, check it out. And if you guys want to purchase, I'll even throw in a one-on-one coaching session with you. Like something like that would work, right?
Yeah, that makes sense. Wow. I think that's ingenious. And have you always been very entrepreneurial?
Yeah, I would say so. Like I was reading like entrepreneur books probably like when I was in high school. You know, I've always had the bug in me and I've always had this vision of like helping other people. You know, and that's probably why I became a teacher. But then with this whole COVID thing that kind of happened, that's why I started building my channel. I felt like there was a lot of people struggling financially. And I was like, well, man, I got to do something about this. And I just gave and gave and gave. And that's why I've been able to grow so fast on TikTok.
Wow. And what's your home structure look like? Are you the only child or like, where did you grow up? Are you in the United States or are you outside of the United States? Where did you grow up? Do you have any siblings? Do you have a girlfriend? What's your situation like that?
Yeah, so I'm actually a Canadian guy. So I grew up in Windsor, Ontario, which shares a border with Detroit, Michigan. And I'm actually the youngest of three brothers, you know, and like I moved away from my friends and family to pursue my passion in teaching. After I graduated from teacher's college, I just applied all over the province of Ontario and I ended up moving 8 hours away, which probably actually helped in a way because I had zero distractions up, you know, where I moved to. And I could focus on, you know, building up my passive income streams. Another thing I do is real estate. I won't get into that, but it's just another stream of income that I have coming in as well.
Oh my gosh. So that is it. That's very fascinating. And you do mostly rehabs or do you do rental properties?
Mainly rentals. So I buy properties and then I rent them out. And I'm a buy and hold. Like I've always been a believer in long-term strategies. And this is like with any online business and like building an audience, people, you know, they're always searching for these get rich quick schemey stuff. And what I teach in my program is like, no, slow it down. Let's just build a business from the ground up and let's start just taking steps and let's build something that you can take with you for the rest of your life and be proud of.
Okay. So her name is Molly and she's 24 years old and she just graduated from college. She has a degree in history and she's $150,000 in debt. She works at the local Chick-fil-A making $12 an hour and doesn't see how she's going to pay this loan off. Wants to have a side hustle. She comes to you, Mike, how can you help me? What's the first thing you would tell Molly specifically?
Well, first thing I would ask her is, like, what is it that you're most passionate about? What is it that you love to do, Molly? Like, what is it, like, what, like, YouTube channels are you listening to? What podcasts are you subscribed to? What are you most passionate about? And what do you love to do? That's the first thing I would ask her.
She loves reading. That's what she loves. She loves reading. She loves reading history books, anything with history, Civil War history. That's her thing. She just is very passionate about the antebellum period of American history.
Okay. So if, you know, and this is a thing, sometimes if there isn't, like, history, okay, it's a good subject, but I don't know if it's a profitable niche, right? So one of the things I teach in my course is, okay, so how can we find something that you love to do in a profitable niche, right? And I don't know, would people pay for like history type of lessons? I don't think so. So I would try to gear here towards, okay, how can we take your passion but turn it into more of a profitable sort of niche, right?
Okay. What brainstorming mechanisms you would say to her?
So I would say, like, let's go on Udemy. Let's go on Skillshare. Let's go on a few different websites where people are already paying for programs. And let's see which programs that you might be interested in taking or pursuing. Because those programs on those courses like Udemy and Skillshare, like, those are websites where people go and they pay for courses and programs. If people are paying for those courses and programs and they're in demand, well, that tells me those are what's selling right now, currently. You know, those are the most current things that are selling. So not that I don't believe history is not a profitable thing, just, you know, speaking from what sells. Like, I like higher income skills. And learning how to write copy, for example, learning how to run Facebook ads, learning how to run Google ads. Those are all profitable skills. Maybe learning how to build a website, learning coding, a skill where you can learn it and then charge a fee for that service. You know, that's what I would try to get her to do.
Wow, that's great. That's great. Now we have Bob. Bob is a second generation plumber. And Bob, you know, he loves plumbing, but it was a business that was inherited from his father. He pretty much runs at almost like a margin. His revenue is about $100,000, but his bills are about $105,000. So he's running in the red, and he has to rely on debt service to actually make payroll and to actually facilitate his business. So what would you say to Bob, the plumber? And he's at the age right now, he's about 45 years old.
Okay. So does he love plumbing? Like,
no, or does he just does it because it's a skill that he learned and it was passed down from his father.
Okay. So if he's not, you know, if he was not that passionate about plumbing and that's not his true calling and his true purpose, then, you know, like, I'm a huge believer in, like, you got to wake up in the morning and you got to find something that, like, is just going to fire you up. Like, you're just jumping out of bed to go and pursue. And you're going to stay up late if you have to get it done. And if he's not that passionate about it, about plumbing, you know, he's not going to have that fire, that desire to want more for himself. He's just kind of going through the motions. So I would say, you know, he's either got to take a step back, like, maybe keep the plumbing thing on the side, and maybe start a little side hustle where he can replace that plumbing income with something else. You know, like affiliate marketing, he can get into affiliate marketing, which is what I talk about. You know, he's got to probably do something more on the side to replace that income, probably because he needs that plumbing income coming in still, right? So he's got to either get up a couple hours early, and when he comes home, he's got to put in the work to try to replace that plumbing income. And anybody can do it. It's just, you got to want it. And it's like, how bad do you want it? If you just want to go through the motions, I mean, go through the motions, but you got to work like you're fucking broke. Excuse me.
Yeah. What's your passion? What's your passion?
My passion has become just helping other people, like, achieve more streams of income online. That's what I've made my purpose now.
And one thing I noticed about you, Mike, I don't know if you noticed, is I'm a student of human nature. I don't know if you picked that up about me. I like to look at people, look at situations, and break it down. And one of the things that is very, very, very apparent when I break you down and kind of, you know, analyze you is you have something about you where it just, I don't know, like you could be the biggest fraud in the world, but when someone looks at you and they hear you talk, you come across as like the most genuine, most just, I really want to help you. Just like, you know what I'm saying? It's like it's very weird. Like, you know, almost like a zen. You have like a zen about you, bro. Like what's up with that, bro? Like, what's up with that? Like, it's genuine. It's not like, you're not like, cause some people come across as like, they're trying to get you to buy something. They're trying to get you to sell something, buy something more, whatever. You don't have that. You have it like, dude, I'm just like trying to help people struggling. Where do you get that from? Where do you get that from?
Well, I think it's, well, you know, you're saying you're genuine. It's because I am genuine. I truly believe it from the bottom of my heart that, you know, I can make a difference in people's lives. And I think once you actually start making a difference in other people's lives, it like, it becomes like, it fuels you. It's just like this fire that just like, man, once you see some of your students having success, it's just like, you want more of that. It's like a, you know, it's like a hit of dopamine. You know, when you get a hit of dopamine, you want another hit of that dopamine. So when one of my students succeeds, it's like, man, I want another hit of that. That's good.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And it just becomes like so an obsession. And that's what I think.
Your top two success stories. Tell me your top two success stories from your students.
So recently I just had one of my students come through the program in a matter of 10 days. This is a busy mom. You know, she had kids. Her mom was in the hospital. In a matter of 10 days, she made an extra $800. And, you know, like, she would probably do anything I would ask of her right now. And, like, that's a good feeling to be in. Like, I could literally, like, hey, can you help me out with this? And she'd be like, yeah, no problem. You know, it's just like, once you help people, you truly, truly help people achieve something, man, it's a powerful feeling, and it's an amazing feeling, you know? I don't know. It's hard to describe it until you actually do it. And I'm sure, like, I know I listen to some of your podcasts, and I know you got the entrepreneur bug, and you're very similar. You're very motivating. So, you know, I know that you know that feeling too.
Yeah.
And this is why you do what you do, right?
Yeah. Because it's a passion. It's a passion, you know? It really is a passion. So you gave me one. Give me a second one.
Okay. So you know, there's another lady came through, same sort of thing. Like she's got this group, right? There's lots of them, but there's people that have like followings and groups and things like that, but they just don't know how to, some people don't know how to charge for their services, and they don't feel like they're worth enough, you know? So it's just coaching people that, hey, like, you're worth it. You're worth what you're giving, and showing people that you can actually charge money for it, and it's okay. Like, charging money for a service is not a bad thing. And some people are afraid of that, you know? And one thing I always tell any of my students is people don't always value free, you know? So like, I don't know if you like how, what you do to make your income, but like, if you were just to give everything away for free, people don't always value that.
That's true. Know? That's
so and true. When people put some skin in the game, and the people make an investment, it shows that they're committed.
See, when we do our toy giveaways in Christmas season, we have the moms that are struggling. We have them give something, and you say, "Oh, that sounds so cruel. Why would you have a single mom that's living, you know, underprivileged, give something?" So I ask, "What can you give? Can you give $5?" They usually can't give money, but they can give time. So they'll come in and they volunteer, and the amount of hours they volunteer, they earn some dollars to go into our shop, and they can buy. You see what I'm saying? So let's say 1 hour equals $25. So if they give like, you know, 4 hours, that's $100. they can go in and purchase $100 worth of toys, and all the toys kind of have their own prices and stuff like that. So it gives them some dignity, but they have some skin in the game because they have to come in, they have to price the items, they have to actually do something to earn it. And so when they give it to their kids, they'd be like, I did actually earn this money because I spent my time. Time is money, right? So it helps on both ends of the spectrum, you know? Mm-hmm. And I want you to kind of low-key brag right now, because I don't think people understand the magnitude of you right now. They don't understand that we have a winner in the building. You know what I'm saying? So I want you to low-key brag. When did you start TikTok?
So my first post was actually April 10th.
2020.
Yeah, 2020. Yeah, I'm at over 50,000 followers now.
Yeah. Listen, everybody. Mike went from zero subscribers to over 50,000 in less than 90 days. Okay. Yeah, that's great. So how did you do it? Like, what's your?
I just gave, man. Like I said, I give. Like, I do research. And because of my teaching background, I teach at a very grade four level, right? And I don't want to talk about Trump and be too political here, but like, if you look at Trump and the way he communicates with people, he communicates at a grade four level. He's a way more intelligent man than he lets on, but when he's in a press conference, he's communicating at a level everyone can understand. And that's one thing that I've kind of tried to understood when I'm creating content. And this will work not only on TikTok, but this will work on YouTube, this will work on Instagram, this will work anywhere you go, is communicating at a level where people, the masses, can understand it. You know, and that's what I've always tried to have done. And I think, and just giving value, in what I mean by giving value, it's helping others, you know. And people might be like, well, I don't know what to give. Well, then maybe you got to research. You got to learn something to give. There's no reason why you can't go read a book. You know, what's the best chapter in that book that you just read? You know, anybody can do that. That doesn't cost anything.
Yeah.
You know, just sharing your knowledge.
Now, I know you talk about you have such a large audience on TikTok in such a short time. And I knew a girl who had millions on Instagram. I know Instagram is different than TikTok, but she came to us because she wanted to learn how to monetize that. How do you learn, or how do you monetize those 50,000? In other words, how many of the 50,000 do you actually do business with?
Well, I have right now 50 people in my program. So, you know, how I've been able to monetize is going live, right? So what I did was, once you hit 1,000 followers on the platform, or any, like, I think Facebook, you can go live. I think you can go live on Instagram when you hit, I forget the count, but you know, you got to start engaging your audience right as soon as you possibly can. And I did it at 1,000 people. Once I hit 1,000 people, I started going live twice a day, because I wanted people to get that connection. I wanted people to really feel who I am. And I wanted to really build up that like, know, and trust factor with whoever it is, you know? So, and I've done, like I said, close to 15,000 in a short period of time. It's because I've been able to build up that like, know, and trust factor. People trust me. And now, you know, because they trust me, they're more likely to actually take action on my program and go through it and actually implement what I'm teaching them too. So it's a huge advantage, building up that like, know, and trust factor.
That's great. That's great. People like to do business with people they like, know, and trust.
Yeah.
That's awesome. 100%. That's awesome. Three people in your life that has impacted you.
Oh, geez. I would probably say my number one guy that I kind of look up to, and I've tried to maybe model myself after, I would say Tony Robbins. And that's why, like, when you said, like, how do you find these affiliate programs? Well, that's how I found his affiliate program. You know, I just, something that he says resonates with me. I went and seen him live. Like, you know, I purchased all his books, his courses, everything. Like, I can almost regurgitate what that guy says out of his mouth, you know? And that's when I try to learn something, I try to be obsessed with it, you know? And what a lot of people do, what stops a lot of beginners, I don't know your audience or whatnot, but I think a lot of people, what they do is they get shiny object syndrome, and they see all these opportunities And then they you know, they try something for like a week or 2 weeks or a month, and then they give up, and they, you know, it didn't work. Mm-hmm. Then they go try something else. And it just, once you go down that path, it's hard to get out of that path.
Yeah.
So number one tip for maybe the listeners here would be, you know, focus on your one thing. Yeah. You know, you can make money so many different ways. There's an abundance of opportunities out there.
Yeah.
But you just need to get clear on what it is that you want, what you love to do, and go all in on it.
I love that you said that, because, you know, I love to read. And one of the things, I think I'm one of the luckiest people, because I've gotten a chance to meet a lot of my mentors. Like I knew the great Zig Ziglar, and got a chance to meet Mr. Tony Robbins. Have you got a chance to meet Robbins yet?
Well, I was supposed to meet him in Las Vegas to accept my award for being one of the top affiliates for his program. But the whole COVID thing happened. So I'm sure I'm going to get to meet him soon. Once, you know, things kind of open back up, I'm sure they're going to say, okay, this is a date. You guys are all going to Vegas. And, you know,
that's going to be fun.
So yeah, the second person that had the most impact, I would say one of Tony's good friends, was Dean Graziosi.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys know him, but what happened was, when I seen Tony Robbins at Unleash the Power Within, Tony was always talking about Dean Graziosi on stage, his good friend, Dean. So I was like, who's the Dean guy? I got to look up this guy. So no joke, 2 years ago, this is a true story, I sent Dean Graziosi a message on Instagram. I said, hey, Dean, do you offer any mentorship? And I was naive. I had no clue like who he was, really. And he just wrote back like, you know, what I was looking for. I said, look, I'm looking to impact lives just like you guys are doing here with this like sort of thing. And he kind of directed me to a program. You know, fast forward 2 years later, now I get a chance to go mastermind at Dean Graziosi's house. You know, so how cool is that?
You went to his house?
Well, I wanna like in the affiliate program, this partnership thing, because I had so many sales, I won a trip to go mastermind with him. It hasn't happened yet. So I'm looking forward to that. It's coming up.
COVID really messed you up, huh?
Yeah, I was going down a good path there. But it is what it is. Like,
so Tony and Dean, those are great. You got some winners. And I wish you could see and some of the things. But and one of my mentors was Charles Tremendous Jones, who said in 5 years, nothing in your life will be the same except the books you read and the people you meet. So if you want to have a great life, read great books and meet great people. And I've met almost 30 heads of state, some royalty in there. And I'm always on a quest for truth and always on a quest for knowledge. And, you know, and this is what life is about. Life is about pursuing that truth and pursuing that thing, you know. And one of my mentors told me of a story, a true story, of Warren Buffett. And Warren Buffett had a pilot that, you know, he has a private, you know, jet, you know, it's like a freaking airliner. And he, one day he was like talking to his pilot. He was like, look, you listen to my conversations all day. I mean, you should be like way far ahead. You shouldn't be flying my plane anymore. You've been with me for almost 2 or 3 decades, right? And he's like, yo, what do you need to do? What do you need to do to, like, you know? And so he just had him pull out a notepad right there and write down like 10 things that he wants to do. Say 10 things he wants to do before he becomes the, you know, culinary delight of terrestrial worms, you know, before he dies, right? So he writes those 10 things down. And then he says, what's the 3 most important things to you? So cross out everything out. And then he crosses out like, you know, 7, and then he has 3 left. He said, well, what are you going to do with the 7? He says, well, I'm going to do the 3, focus on the 3, but every now and then I'm going to look at the 7. He said, no. Warren Buffett looks at him and says, no. The 7 things, delete them. Throw them in a wastebasket. Don't ever look at them again. Dedicate your life to the 3 things. Isn't that powerful?
Yeah, exactly. I'm a huge believer in that, man. That's a great message. I love that.
Yeah, yeah, that's Warren Buffett. Yeah. So Dean, okay. So top 3 books.
Top 3 books. Obviously, I got to say one of Tony's books. Awaken the Giant Within. Okay. I would say for mindset, because I think, like I said, the most important thing when you're trying to achieve, you know, financial freedom, financial wealth, passive income is mindset. And you know that, like, and I know you're helping people through your channel and your platform, and I love what you're doing. And mindset is number one. So it's, to me, mindset is like the foundation of a house, you know, before you actually start building up some big walls, unless the foundation's good, you know, mindset, AKA mindset, you know, your house is going to come tumbling down. And, you know, you got a strong mind, obviously, because you've been able to achieve what you've achieved. And I know you know this. So Awaken the Giant Within would be number one, is my mindset book. Number two, you know, Understanding Money, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I know these are kind of classic books. Probably everyone's heard of these books, written by Robert Kiyosaki. And he talks about, you know, building up these passive income streams. And there's a great book right now. It's called Play Bigger. I was telling you about this last night on my live on TikTok.
Yes.
And I love that book. And apparently that's one of the books. If you guys don't know who Russell Brunson is, he's probably one of my favorite marketers right now in the world. Apparently he gives away that book to his coaching students for his 100K program, Play Bigger, when they sign up. That's the rumor.
Yeah.
And what Play Bigger is all about is, you know, defining a category for yourself and becoming a king in that category.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to do for myself with my TikTok channel, is trying to become the king of TikTok as far as building an audience and monetizing your audience. That's what I want to be known as right now.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, you're doing a phenomenal job at it. What is a challenge that you've had to overcome? Because I'm sure you haven't been always hitting wins. Was there ever a time when you wasn't making money? Was there ever a time in your life where you was at an all-time low? Tell us about a tragedy or a low point in your life, and how did you actually overcome it?
Oh man, that's a deep question. Okay, so one of the things I've ever had to overcome, 2009, when I went to teacher's college, I was actually married at the time, and I went home for Christmas. I was in the middle of the program, and I came home at Christmas, and my wife at the time, I come home, and you know, Christmas is supposed to be a happy time for everybody.
Yes.
And, you know, I found out, you know, she was having an affair, and we ended up splitting up at Christmas time. Oh, so it was, it was a crazy, crazy hard, like, couple weeks. I think I probably fell into like some sort of depression, in the sense that, like, you know, once someone like has an affair, if some of you probably have been through this kind of thing before, because you know, it's love, we've all been there. It really kind of shatters your ego. And that's what kind of led me down, you know, this personal growth and development path. So although it was probably one of the worst moments in my life to experience something like that, I don't feel like I would be who I am today if I didn't experience that. And wow, you know,
that's deep.
Well, that's what I said, man. That's a deep question.
Mike, you went deep. We went past the scuba diving. We went deep. We did a deep dive, man. No snorkeling. In other words, we went scuba diving, you know? Let me ask you this. You have a spiritual vibe to you. Are you Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, atheist, agnostic? What are you?
I'm Catholic.
Oh, great.
So I'm great. Catholic.
Yeah.
I'm a Christian.
One of my sacred places is at a cathedral, actually. It has like a garden, and it has the Madonna there. And I like to go there and meditate and have some still. It's one of the quietest places I know. And when I'm anxious, it brings me a lot of tranquility, and a lot of peace. And I love that aspect of it, you know?
Yeah. Well, one thing that I love about like the religion, and whether or not you believe in religion, it doesn't really matter to me, is I feel like it gives people good core values to believe in.
Yes.
And I think that's important for any kid when they're learning, is to have some sort of starting point, baseline on how to treat people. And, you know, so that's what I love about the religion.
Some moral code, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Let me ask you this. So now I do this with all my guests, right? So now I want you to think, you're on your deathbed. or I'm sorry, you're at your funeral and all of the people that love you, your parents, your kids, whatever, everybody that means something in your life are there and they're talking about you. What do you want people to say about you, Mike? What do you want people to say about you?
Well, I want people to say, you know, it was a wonderful man. He gave everything he could to others. And, you know, kind of like, I hope one day, you know, my kids or whoever can aspire to be like him, you know, and I think that's kind of the message that I would love to portray is, to be somebody younger people can model after, you know?
Yeah. What's the end game for you? What does winning look like for you? Is it a yacht in Tahiti? Is it, you know, marrying a supermodel? Is it having, you know, $10 million in the bank? What is the end game for Mike?
Well, I think it's just the ability to do, I call it like FU money. And what I think FU money is like having the ability to do what you want, when you want, with who you want. And I don't think it's necessarily about the money either. You know, when I say money, yeah, it's nice to have the money, but it's also about who you become. And if you have studied, you know, like the people that I've studied, and I know you know some of these people, it's not really about the money. It's about the journey and the process and who you become to get that money.
That's true. You said it. You couldn't say it any better. I got some fun questions for you here. Let's jump right into it. Okay. First question is, what's the first thing you grab when you wake up in the morning?
First thing I grab, probably my phone.
Okay. Who's your biggest inspiration in life?
My biggest inspiration? I got to be Tony Robbins for sure.
Wow. Okay. And let's see what else here. What do you think people notices first about you?
My handsome looks, baby.
Love it, Mike. You definitely don't lack confidence. What is your biggest weakness or flaw?
Biggest weakness? Probably, I don't think I'm the most organized. I would say my biggest weakness is being more organized. Definitely got to work on that.
Biggest strength?
Biggest strength? Ability to help others.
What's the best and ideal age to be?
Gotta be, I would say around 32, I think.
Why 32?
Well, I feel like, you know, when you're too young, you don't have the knowledge that you need yet. I don't know. Like, I haven't lived, you know, I'm 39, so I haven't lived to see, you know, they say like in entrepreneur world, it's not until you hit your 50s is when you start to see like massive growth, but we'll see what happens.
High school, awesome or terrible?
I loved it. I loved high school. I think it's great.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs, 100%.
One word to describe you when you're drunk?
Fun.
Why do you love your best friend so much?
Man, these are tough. probably because just the way they make you feel when you're around them.
Where do you want to go? One place in the world.
Hawaii.
Beaches or snow?
Beaches all day long.
Absolute number one pet peeve.
Leaving food in the sink.
Personality trait you have absolutely no time for.
Negative people.
Do you believe in life after death?
No.
How does someone instantaneously get on your good side?
Oh, man. Just being positive, man. Just being a positive, being a positive role model, being someone that, you know, is contagious to be around.
Okay. How does someone get on your bad side?
Anyone who's negative, I would say. I have no time for negativity.
How do you respond to people that post negative comments on your page or on your content?
Well, luckily for me, it's been pretty good. It's been pretty positive. I just delete it. I ignore, block right away. It's just easy to do.
What is your least favorite attribute about yourself?
My least favorite? I don't know if I have one.
Is it okay to sleep with socks on?
Oh, yeah. If you're tired, leave the socks on.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
How many dates do you feel it's okay to sleep with someone?
Three.
What is your love language?
My love language, I think it would be, what do I like, receiving or giving?
It's a book by Gary Chapman. He has the 5 love languages.
Yeah, I've read that book. Probably, I like quality time.
Quality time. Okay, so you're very well read. Very impressed, because most people didn't get that one. What is your vice? Ooh, this is very salacious. Ooh.
My vice, what does that mean exactly?
Vice is like something that you do that's like pretty naughty.
My vice? Oh, geez. Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know if I have a vice.
Okay. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok? I think I know this one, though.
Got to be TikTok.
Favorite artist?
Favorite artist? I would say Eminem. I just love his story. Love what he's done. I don't know. He's got the coolest story.
Do you believe in organizing your life or just letting live and letting things happen?
This is the thing. I need to be more organized, but I'm a fly by the seat of my pants kind of guy. You know, I just go with the flow, baby.
Right brain or left brain?
Right.
Do you prefer logic or creativity?
Logic.
Do you believe opposites attract?
Yeah, I think you got to have complementary skills.
Ask for permission or ask for forgiveness?
Forgiveness. Got to take chances.
Do you trust someone until proved otherwise, or do you think trust has to be earned?
I trust until proven guilty.
If you had a choice to pick between love and money, what would you pick?
Love, because I think you can earn money. These are all good questions, though.
Do you question things, even if it will bother someone, or you just don't want to rock the boat?
Oh, no, I question things.
Is it okay to lie to someone in order to protect their feelings?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I can hear you, bro. Siri, just cut out for a sec.
Yeah. I was saying, is it okay to lie to someone to protect their feelings?
No, I don't think so.
TV shows or movies?
TV shows, I guess.
Books or magazines?
Books all day.
Dude, you passed the test, man. You're awesome. You won the awesome award, man. is there anything you would like to share with the audience? How people can get in touch with you? What's something that you want to like leave with the audience, like a final word?
Yeah, if you guys want to reach out to me, if you're not on TikTok, I would say you're totally missing out right now, because right now this is a freaking gold rush of social media. And I think a gold rush like this is only going to come around once in a lifetime. And I don't think it's too late. Like, if you start getting traction on this platform, you could actually start building an audience and you guys could all start making money within, I would say, 30 days.
It has been a pleasure and a privilege. Please go to GibsonSylvester.com/podcast to find out more about this podcast and also to browse helpful resources that will help you in your personal and business life. Thank you very much.